welcome to another exciting episode of A Day in the Life of a Life Coach. And my name is Mercy Maglino, and I'm your host today. And we're talking with Trina Jensen on the west coast of the States in the beautiful Santa Monica. And Trina is the Success on My Own Terms coach. Welcome, Trina.
Thank you.
All right.
And good morning.
Good morning.
We're in two different time zones.
Yes, I'm good afternoon and you're good morning. And those listening in could be anywhere in the spectrum. It's a beautiful part of this technology. I love it that I can see you in your living room there. So, first and foremost, you graduated when from ICA?
I'm pretty sure I graduated with the September bunch in 2008.
Okay. And you have your ACC from the ICF, the International Coach Federation, working towards
yes.
your PCC.
Yes.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I got to ask, success on your own terms. That sounds like a wonderful coach approach. Tell me a little bit about who you are, how you came to coaching. Most of us come from a very interesting background, and Trina does too. So how'd you find coaching, or did it find you?
A bit of both. I found coaching. I went to Pepperdine University's business school for a master's degree in organization development from 2004 to 2006. And halfway through that process, I hired a coach for the first time in my life to help me make sure that I would graduate on time with my fellow classmates. So it was academic support, it was thesis support, but it was really the idea of making sure that I would meet all these milestones along the way so that I would graduate as scheduled in August of 2006, which I did.
Good for you.
So it was a very good experience. So that was my personal experience with hiring one. But also, as I went through that particular degree, many of the people who have the degree end up doing coaching. And they combine it with their backgrounds in HR, mm-hmm. with their backgrounds in organization development, which then leads into executive development, succession planning, leadership development, and all these different little pockets that actually fit underneath organization development out in the field. Mm-hmm. And so it was recommended to me that if I liked that kind of work, that then I went and got a coaching certification. And then I went and looked at a couple of different schools, and yours was the one that I finally settled on.
Oh, we're so glad. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about success in your own, in my own terms.
Success on my own terms. Success on my own terms actually also sprung from that period of time. At the time, I had a Pilates business that offered Pilates as a form of physical therapy, so I was collaborating with doctors, and I had three different offices and about a staff of 15 instructors working for me. I was in graduate school. I had bought a big old house out in Topanga Canyon and had just stuck my daughter in private school, and I'm a single mom. And what else? Oh, there was one more component. Yes, I was dating somebody too, and we were basically getting engaged with the plan of getting married and merging families. And from the external point of view, I had achieved every single one of my checkpoints. Yeah. I'd gotten the advanced degree, or I was in the process of getting it. I had a successful business. My first marriage failed, but I had lined up another one to try again. You know, it was like tick, 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 tick,
yeah,
tick,
yeah.
tick, 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 all the suburbs. And I was just miserable. And I couldn't understand why. I couldn't understand why, when I had gotten everything that I thought I was supposed to get and everything that I thought I wanted, how I could be so just absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
And that was really the beginning of the journey.
Yeah.
I sold the business when I graduated because I wanted to then use my new degree to go in a different direction, and I broke up with the boyfriend because I didn't think it was such a good idea to marry him after all. and I'm really glad for both of those things. It certainly produced a long period of time of really being in the void of, like, what am I really going to do next, and how is this all going to come about?
Right.
But what I needed to do, and that's really the whole foundation for my program, is that I needed to first get really, really clear about what my values are.
Right.
So that I could set something up that came from that was in alignment with my values, and so that I could really make all of my decisions and steer like a compass from those values.
Yeah.
And the life that I have today is much, much, much more satisfying to me.
So core values is a key component you work with your clients.
That's where we start.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some people come in with them already in place.
Mm-hmm.
People come in needing to really re-examine whatever they think they have as core values.
Right.
But yeah, that's where we start. Absolutely. So the foundation, and then success on my own terms really becomes based on that foundational values awareness. Then we build little by little. What do you want to do for a living? Is that what you are doing? If not, how can we transition you there?
Yeah.
And the program, do you want me to tell you a little bit more detail about it?
Sure, because it sounds like you have a lot of tools in that program.
I do, and I'm really excited about it, of course. And part of that is because of my really eclectic background, which is part business entrepreneur and sort of very successful in the real world of money and business, but also this sort of background in acting and directing, which is a lot about presentation, how you come across, how you communicate,
right.
And the more esoteric part, which is as a Reiki master and a healer,
yeah.
Which is much more spiritual. So it's really a very wide range. But the program is set up so that the lens that you look at your life with is really through energy management and through the values priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your relationship to yourself, your relationship to what you do for a living, and then your relationships with other people, so that those three areas are brought into alignment with your values.
Right.
So that's really what it's about. And then for some people, of course, the relationship to self is the biggest one, because they're overwhelmed, and then that's where we end up placing most of the focus.
Yeah.
A lot of the work that I do in that compartment has to do with really getting to authentic. Many people have personas. They have their work persona, their this persona.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever had the experience, but if you do, it is exhausting to maintain personas. And it is much less effort on an energetic level to just be who you are.
Right.
And part of the whole idea behind the connection to self and relationship to self is to be able to take who you are with you into everything that you do in your life, into every role, so you don't have to wear a new hat and a new mask.
Right.
Because it's too time-consuming and stressful.
It's so effortless when you get there.
Yes,
when you get there, it's effortless.
You do it.
Yeah.
You understand why you seem to feel so much more stressed out compared to people who work the same amount of hours.
Yes.
But need to do that navigating of their personality to fit it to whatever is expected of them rather than who they really are.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You said a mouthful there, boy. I mean, this is what a lot of people don't realize, I think, about coaching, is that it is about who you are. You don't necessarily have to be dysfunctional or getting over something. It's really moving yourself from where you are to where you want to be on your own terms. Success on your own terms.
So really identifying the discrepancies between, you know, who is the human being that I want to be, and in which areas of my life do I fall short? And not fall short like as in I'm broken or dysfunctional, but like I have a 16-year-old daughter, right? And she pushes my buttons as 16-year-old daughters are supposed to. It provides a lot of opportunities of growth for me.
Mm-hmm.
To be, ooh, I reacted there. Is that the mother that I want to be?
Right.
Sometimes I also just have to let myself off the hook and just be, you know, a human being that loses my temper occasionally.
Yeah.
But there's room for growth there if I want it.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously the relationship is in transition from very much, you know, parent and someone's authority and into guiding fellow traveler in life.
Yeah.
And she's able to handle the responsibility. And that's a big transition for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of opportunities all over the place if we choose to take them.
Yeah. Awareness, right? Okay, so tell me a little bit about, this would be our final question. If you could tell the world, like, one thing about coaching, like, think about the things you're always saying to people about coaching that they may not know. What would you share right now?
I think at the very, very basic level of it, and it sounds so cliche, but it's true. It really is an opportunity to create the life that you've always wanted to live.
Mm.
And whether that relates to how you relate with yourself and how you take care of yourself, or it relates to how you show up in business and what you do for a living, or the nature of your relationships, that doesn't really matter. That becomes your choice. But it's that process of, what are my values? How do I set up my life so that it's aligned with those values?
Mm-hmm.
And then once I have a place, how do I navigate to keep it that way?
Yeah.
And I think it really offers an opportunity to make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. And the thing I'm noticing about you, Trina, and I notice about a lot of coaches, is that you bring so much more to the conversation, if that's, or the dialogue, or the appreciative inquiry that goes on with coaching, than just a coach skill or set. It's amazing when I listen to all that you've been involved in, your master's, your, you know, theater, coming from Denmark into the States. I mean, all of this makes you the coach you are. And it's authentic. We go back to you saying being who you are, being exactly who you are. You're not like a coach persona. You're Trina, the coach, and everything else that stands behind that. So I love that about you, and I think it came through, and I love that we were able to kind of show that to people who are watching. So anything before we complete that you'd like to add? Oh, well, tell me about your website, of course. We want people to be able to find you and know a little bit more about you.
You can find me on successonmyownterms.com. You can also find me at trinajensen.com, and they go to the same website.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And you already pointed out that I obviously have a number of different tools in my bag, some of which were developed when I went through the ICA and some of which I have come across before or after and mixed them all in. One of my absolute favorite ones that I include a lot in my work, and it's a healing tool and a stress-relieving trauma reduction relief tool. It's called EFT,
yes.
Emotional Freedom Technique.
Love it.
And so many things I've been involved with, you can't really do on the phone. And since coaching is mostly delivered either in this format, Skype or on the telephone, you can do tapping with people. You can do the EFT over the phone. You don't have to touch them in the traditional healing way.
Mm.
So it's an incredible tool to include into the coaching program whenever it's appropriate.
Love it. Absolutely. Has worked for me. I love it. All right. Well, thanks so much, Trina, for sharing a day in the life of a coach. And we'll be talking to you again soon. And again, thank you so much for being our guest today.